Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 28th of September 2016, and this is the 447th Mole Out Loud podcast. I really checked this time to make sure I had the right number. So 447 it is. I had an interesting letter. I suppose it was a letter in the post this morning. When I went to Bruny Island a couple of weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago even, I had a little misunderstanding, I suppose. I mean, not in any way a grievous one. When I was buying, or after I had bought the ticket to go over on the ferry, I thought I hadn't received the right change. Anyway, and on my way back, I asked them whether they could just check in their till at the end of the day and see if they had an excess, because I thought maybe I had paid too much. But I really wasn't sure that that had happened, and I was quite ready to let it go. Anyway, I got a letter this morning, and inside was a picture of me being handed my correct change. And it was really interesting seeing a picture of me that I didn't know had been taken, and how I looked from the outside, if you like. And it's made me feel quite strange all day. I've been walking into town, and I've somehow kept the angle of the shot of the photograph in my mind. It sort of stayed with me. So I've had this strange experience of hovering somewhat to one side of me and seeing myself walking down into town, and, you know, getting on the bus and doing my shopping and going to acupuncture. All those things sort of occurred in a slightly out-of-body way, as if I weren't myself at all, but somebody else I knew. And I don't know how long this is going to last, because I still feel it now as I'm talking to you here. I can see myself talking to you here. I'm kind of quite hoping it's not permanent, although it's not in the least bit unpleasant. And it reminded me a bit of writing. I'm writing in the first person now, writing my novel in the first person, and Mole, of course, is also in the first person. And it's been quite a while since I've written anything from a third person point of view, and yet this would be a sort of third person point of view. And I can see how having that view of myself from above and to one side, I can get a bigger picture of what's going on. But of course, I don't know what's going on in my head, or wouldn't know what was going on in my head if I weren't both that person and the person talking to you. It's all right, I haven't taken any strange drugs. It's just been a slightly odd day. Very, very pleasant day, but this slightly odd point of view. I imagine when I get up tomorrow, I will be back in my body where I was yesterday, or where I was until I opened that letter. I do hope that you are wherever you would like to be in relation to your body, outside it or inside it. And maybe sometimes it's quite interesting to change about, to have a little time with watching oneself rather, not watching, that sounds too intrusive, but sort of observing or or maybe it's even sort of being part of one's bigger space, and just seeing how one is from the outside. I was pleasantly surprised to see that I was smiling in the photograph. Sometimes I think of myself as rather po-faced. So I do hope that you are in the right place for yourself, and if you're not quite, perhaps you can move about a bit. Perhaps we're not quite as contained in our bodies as we think we are. I hope you have a great day today, and I shall see you tomorrow as well. So thank you very, very much for listening to me today, and I really look forward to that chat tomorrow.